Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Cameron Davis.
You made a little niche for yourself the last couple of weeks in terms of being sort of a goal line option. I'm wondering, when you're in a position like that, what's your confidence level like, and what are kind of the instincts in terms of just being able to find the end zone?
You know, I was always taught, you know, just to have a different mindset in the goal line, you know, just whatever it takes, by any means necessary, get the ball in the end zone and do what you got to do, and that's scoring.
Did you always play running back growing up, or is that kind of, you've done other things? How did that kind of go growing up for you?
Yeah, on the offensive side of the ball, I always play running back. A little bit of receiver, and then on the defensive side of the ball, I played some nickel, some corner. So,
okay, gotcha. In terms of the running back position and being, how does your eyes change? What are the differences when you are near the goal line and you're trying to? It's obviously more compact there defensively.
Yeah.
What are kind of your keys that you're reading when you're close to the goal line?
Really not that big of a difference, but it's just as far as the urgency. You want to have a little bit more urgency, and you just got to understand the situation, you know. The team's counting on you, fans count on you, get the ball in the end zone, so you got to make something happen.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Hey, Sam, how's the running game been going for y'all? I mean,
yeah.
It's been fun getting in the end zone a couple times, and you've had some big plays. How do you feel you've been doing so far this year?
You know, I feel great. You know, as you guys can see, it's a passing offense, so as running backs, we just try to make the most of it. Every opportunity we get, you know, we try to make a play and just make sure the fans know our name. You know, that's kind of our goal every play, just be seen and just make a play every chance we get.
You know, I just wanted to got Jack West over here. Just wanted to, you know, just kind of find out when they came up here, a lot of people thought, oh, the tight ends aren't going to see the ball very much. But you and Devin are seeing quite a few passes your way. Is that something that's you think is picked up a little bit from where they were as a offense down at Fresno State to up here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely personnel-based. I mean, I think when you got, like, players like me and Devin who can – you know, catch the ball, run a little bit, you know, do a little bit of everything. I think that changes what you can do as an offense. And lately it's been picking up a lot. Mike's, you know, we're gaining Mike's trust every week. So it's been good.
The wide receivers are getting open quite a bit. So he's just throwing the ball down the field quite a bit. But, you know, talk about you just mentioned your connection with Mike and everything like that. Talk about how much you had to work on that since he got here in the spring.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
I guess he actually got here in the winter, actually.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Mike, you know, just throwing every day with him. I mean, I think ever since our first throwing session, you know, I just felt like, you know, he was willing to work with everybody and, you know, willing to just work and gain that chemistry. And I think it just kind of happens over time. And, yeah, just earning his trust again.
You had, I think, four quarterbacks now since you've been here, right? Were you here for Browning one year, and then Jacob Eason, and then Dylan for a couple years, and then I guess you had Sam last year too for one game. Yeah. So, you know, just kind of talk about the difference in the way Mike kind of runs things. I'm not saying better or worse or anything like that, but just how he runs things and the confidence level you get from him.
Yeah, I mean, I think from day one, my first, like, I think back to my first throwing session again with Mike. You can tell the confidence the guy has and the overall, like, swagger he brings out onto the field. Like, you know, he knows that he can make any throw and he will make any throw. And whenever you have a guy in the huddle like that who's that confident and no moment's too big for him, that feeds off of everybody.
His arm angle is different on almost every throw. It seems like, you know, he's not Patrick Mahomes quite, yeah. but it's kind
of
like that.
Oh, he's one of the most talented throwers of the ball ever. His hands are ginormous. Mm-hmm. He can sling that thing better than a lot of, you know, I've ever seen. So it's been cool.
Let's talk about the overall confidence of the offense. I mean, do you guys feel like every time you touch the ball, you guys can go down and score?
Yeah. I mean, that's the expectation, you know. You know, I think the only thing that's ever stopped us this year was ourselves, whether it's penalties or turnover or drops. You know, that's the only thing that stopped us is ourselves. And, you know, I think where we grow as an offense is just showing up in those biggest moments where it matters the most.
Okay. Troy fought the challenge,
regardless who it is. So.
Yeah. And the coaches said they like the switch between you and Kirkland. How do you feel about it now that you've had a couple games, you and Jackson playing side by side, flipping responsibilities from how it originally started?
Yeah, you know, in the Stanford game, of course, I played guard. And then, you know, they just came up to me and told me that they just thought I'd be a better fit at tackle, you know, and I just took the responsibility, you know, pretty heavily, you know, like whatever, like I told them, they know. I mean, I'll play whatever position they would like me to play. So, I mean, I like tackle. I'm more comfortable out there. But, I mean, regardless of where it is, I'm ready to play whatever.
Can you tell me a little bit about playing next to Jackson?
Oh, man, Jackson's got so much time under his belt. He's just like a vet, you know. Like, I look to him, like, for the last 3 years. I mean, it's been the same thing. But now instead of, you know, backing him up, you know, I'm playing next to him. So it's nice to always get pointers from him, and like he's telling, because he's played tackle before, so him playing guard, and he's played guard as well, so like he's always telling me like, oh, fit this like this, and I'm like, okay, you know, I'll take the advice, because he knows what he's doing.
It's almost like at times when I talk to him, he's playing with a defensive mentality where, yeah, he likes to just go, he just like to block guys, he kind of likes to annihilate.
Yeah, man, I mean, that mindset has just been instilled in us from the day I got on campus. I mean, that's just something that Coach Huff really preaches, you know, being nasty on the field. And, you know, it's good that the players are kind of buying into that, and especially having a guy like him that's just been doing it for so long.
You got to tell me a story between you two, because he told me about a story where you had a guy and he came over and he just said, I got to clean up, because it was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me a story about something similar to that. A play that jumps out at you where you're smiling already.
Going back to that game, I mean, you know, that play that he brought up, you know, I set the guy, had him kind of stop my feet late, and then, you know, I have that trust that he's going to be there, because, I mean, like, you kind of have to have that relationship between guard and tackle, knowing he's always going to be there. And it was so funny. I didn't see it in person, but as the play finished, I looked up at the screen, and I was like, I seen him just come across and just swipe that guy. And I looked back, and he's standing over him. It was funny. I mean, that's the stuff that, like, we've built over the last couple of weeks, being next to each other, just kind of having that chemistry and just having that relationship, knowing that we're going to help each other out when we need it.
On a play like that, when you get up and walk back to the huddle, do you kind of find him, and do you guys chuckle a little bit?
Yeah, we're laughing in the huddle. Like, he told me, he was like, did you see that? And I was like, bro, I seen it. Like, during the play, as we're waiting for the call to come in, I was like, bro, I seen it on the big screen. It was crazy. And then, I mean, it's happened multiple times. I mean, that's just one that, you know, kind of stands out. So,
yeah, I don't know if it's possible. I asked Coach Huff about it, and he just kind of smiled at me. But I mean, you tackle Jackson inside, do you ever just flop on a play, just swap on a play?
Yeah, I mean,
you go inside, I'll go outside.
Yeah, like, I mean,
is that possible? Okay.
I don't know if we could. I mean, that'd be kind of like a game plan thing, you know, if like a play would need me to play guard here and him play tackle. I mean, it just depends. But I mean, shoot, I'd be up for it, because I like both. I'll play whatever. So
I didn't. I can't remember the play, but Jeremiah Martin lining up at tight end. Was he next to you?
Yep, he was.
Did you kind of look over there and go, "What are you doing?"
No, we kind of worked on it during the week, and I'm confident in Jeremiah, because, I mean, shoot, he's huge. I mean, I have confidence that he's gonna, you know, the guy that we were going against, the guy was inside me, and then the guy ended up slanting into Jeremiah, and I kind of, you know, I had to have that trust that he was going to make that play and make that big block, and he did, and we scored that touchdown. So,
third road game in 4 weeks. How, you glad to have this area phase done, and then looking forward to that bye week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've kind of struggled on the road, as you can tell, you know, but this week we're kind of put all that behind us, and we're just trying to get a win on the road. So, yeah, I mean, kind of the coach has kind of been preaching on us, like, this is the middle eight, you know, we got to win the middle eight, you know, so because we have next week off, so just kind of go all out this week. practice, preparation, and in the game.
Third and short and goal line. You got to be a little frustrated, irritated, pissed off. I don't know what's the right word to use.
Yeah.
With the struggles there.
Yeah. I mean, you know. Wait, what was the question again?
Just, you know, just on third downs, fourth down, goal lines, you guys have had some struggles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, we just got to execute better. You know, I mean, regardless of what the play call is, whatever the defense gives us, we got to be able to execute, you know. Like, you can look at the game plan and be like, oh, you shouldn't have called that play, but we're the ones out on the field, and we just got to do a better job all around, all 11 of us.
Tua Tele?
It's been pretty fun, man, just to try to, you know, rush off the edge for once in a while.
Right. And just kind of how different is that for you, you know, playing outside? Because obviously it's more fun, but just what goes into that for you?
Of course, it's like more speed that comes with it, and then it's a lot more you got more get off in it, so the get off is essential to that, because when you're playing inside, you don't got as much room to get off and make a move. So it's different from the edge, where, you know, you key in the ball more, your get off has to be more faster, you got a lot more moves to work with rather than the inside. So those are kind of some of the things that you got to kind of key on during practice and work on a little more.
And then kind of just, how do you feel, where's your next step trying to be? Like, where do you want to take your next step to finish off the rest of the season?
Yeah, just trying to lead the guys a little more, just trying to be more of a vocal leader. I mean, it's awesome having, like, Thule and MJ and Boy and Jacob Bandage and all those guys next to me, because they help me out. But I think I want to be more of a vocal leader, not just on the D-line, but on the team as well, because I believe that we can make it far, and I believe that we have what it takes to get to the championship, man.
Now, you mentioned kind of being not hidden or buried kind of in the past couple of years, in the past defense. Kind of how frustrating was that? But then also, how much maybe did that help you to where you are now, kind of just mature you and grow you and kind of grow that patience a little bit more?
Yeah, just being patient and trusting in our defenses. And eventually, you know, the time came, as you guys saw this past weekend, like they had a couple of us just lining up on the edge. You seen Void line up on the edge, got the sack. So, you know, we're just mixing in that up in this defense, where they switch us, the tackles and ends. You know, they go to the inside and we go to the outside. So it's been really fun, you know, just trying to rush off the edge for once in a while, man.
Right. And how's it been with Coach Beckerfield? Is he kind of like an infusion of life almost?
Yeah, man. He's awesome, man. He really hones in on the details with us, with our D linemen. And like I said, before, he's very detail-oriented with us. He, from like the little details to like our first step to our eyes to our hands, like our hand placement and everything. So I feel like him really critiquing us, like down to the little minute details, really helped us a lot during the season. And just playing the run, recognizing formations, like even in the film room, he helps us so much with like recognizing run formations, like if the back is here, the tight end's here, this is what they run, or like the old lineman, they show this is what they run. So yeah, Coach Inoke have been helping us so much this past year, like during this year.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ZTF.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good. How are you doing? You're in 7 games now into a full season for you, which is good news.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I feel like body's holding up nice. 5-2 is not too shabby of a record. Really happy with where we're at as a team, where we're at at this point in the season.
You've been down to Cal a couple times.
Yeah.
What do you remember?
I know we're going to have to bring our own juice. That's all I got to say. That's a tough stadium to play in, for sure.
How do you think your defense has been holding up here? The last couple of games, I know you've given up a lot of points.
Yes. It's definitely new. Yeah, for the defense, you know, new type of adversity. But I wouldn't say we were playing bad football per se. It was just giving up too many points. And I think I just letting the big plays that we do give up hurt us a little bit too much. I think we're doing fine. We're making stops when we need to make stops. And, we're improving. We know, you know, we watch the tape just like you guys. And so we go in there and we're trying to improve all the little things that have led us to give up, you know, the amount of points that we've done. So I think we'll be fine when we're in a good place to improve on it.
when you look at Cal, you know, they have a big running game and a big running back. What have you seen from that, and how do you guys feel you match up against that?
Yeah, they got a talented back in Ott over there running the ball. So we got to be ready for their running game. But, you know, we also, you know, they got a good quarterback over there too. So you can't, you know, just choose one side to defend. I feel like anyone's watching tape on us, they might try to attack us that way. So we got to stay ready in the back end as well. But yeah, they got a nice run game going down there, and so we have to be ready for that.
You've had a lot of attention as a college football player in your career, and won some honors, and had a lot of attention for a lot of sacks and things. And now you're with a crew that's pretty deep, and you've had to share and maybe not even be the starter at times. How does your ego handle that?
Yeah, I mean, we're all still producing, so I mean, it's not too bad. I mean, I think I looked at sack numbers, and we got a bunch of guys all right next to each other vying for the top position, and that's a beautiful sight, you know, especially coming off the year where we maybe struggled to get to the quarterback. So to see everyone getting home, it seems good. System in place is working. So,
do you ever think about your future as you're in the present, meaning, you know, you could easily leave after this year, but then maybe you might have to come next year just to elevate or whatever, since you've been sharing. You ever think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think about my future a lot all the time, but it's got to be in the moment, you know. We're in the middle of a season, and so maybe my answer to how I'm feeling about my situation now might be different in 5 weeks. So we'll see how it goes. I'm still... Even if the things were in turmoil, I wouldn't just pick up and leave in the middle of a season. That's just not a
fine. But you like the idea of having another year if you want it?
Yeah, if I want it, you know, so we'll see how it goes. You guys all know that was not the plan coming into the year, but we'll see. We'll see.
I know it's difficult at times during a game to see what's going on, but when you're looking at film review, what are you seeing, you know, from the defense and specifically you, your unit with the pass rush?
Yeah, I think one thing with my room, even with the whole D-line, really, is that I feel like our even though we do come out tough at the beginning of the games, I feel like we are, like, warming up, so to speak. And so I feel like that's why in the fourth quarter, it's like our pass rush, everything's starting to click. Like, everything's finally gelled together. But it's like, yeah, I feel like we just continue to play faster as the game goes on. So, I mean, that's a plus for us defensively. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. I just feel like we're playing faster as, like, we're starting to pick up on the offense's tendencies and start to apply that to what we're seeing. And so I just love the speed that we're playing with. It's not something I would say I'm used to as a D-line and in my room. And so it's just good to see that everyone stepped up and it's all coming to fruition.
Just one more thing. Just sometimes, you know, you're just looking. How do you make that decision on whether to go wide and, you know, afraid of getting too deep as opposed to taking it inside?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, every rush has a life of its own. But, there's a lot of factors, whether it's the tackle, the quarterback, mobile, things like that. So I would say it's more of a leverage thing, and you can feel it when you got O-lineman on skates, and that's when you would want to take the inside for sure.
You like the other guy on skates.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I can get him on skates every play, that'd be ideal. So
Jeremiah Martin.
Yeah, for sure. I think I enjoy it a lot more, you know what I mean? Like, it's a beautiful struggle at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Everything isn't green at the end of the tunnel, but if you keep working and keep going forward, you're going to be good. I mean, it might take me 6-7 years to get to where I want to go, but as long as I get to where I want to go, I'll be perfectly fine.
What are you studying now? Are you some post-grad stuff? Or?
Nah, yeah, right now I just got one more class, which is Spanish, and I'll pretty much get my degree, so I'll be done after that.
What's your degree?
CHID. I had to change. I was communication, then I did political science, and now it's CHID. So. Comparative historical of ideas.
Oh, nice.
So, gotcha. Good major.
Do you ever think about, because I know you considered Washington before you went to Texas State, mm-hmm. Do you ever think about what could have been if you started here? Do you think that was worth learning that lesson going down there?
You know, yeah, I always to my fiance, she always asks me, like, what if you went to Washington at first? I'm like, well, I don't know. The journey that I took, I wouldn't trade it for the world. So, I mean, I don't know. I thought about it, but I would never know. So,
right.
So yeah, I just appreciate the journey I've been on and just want to keep going forward. So.
And I'm sure you've been asked about this, but just getting a chance to play on offense, just kind of what was that like and how does...
Nah, it was pretty crazy, you know what I mean? Like, not, like trying to time up the snap count, like, but now I was like, nah, I got to know the snap count and when to go because I get to run off the ball first instead of having to read it. So it was pretty exciting, you know what I mean? Playing with some offensive guys that I practice against. So it was pretty fun.
Having the breakthrough, 5 sacks thus far and doing what you're doing in run defense, how do you feel like you're a better
player than maybe a year ago or even a couple years ago?
Not yet, for sure. More confidence. I'll say more confidence and believing in my ability. You know, like, rushing the passers isn't really my strong suit. I tell Zion and Brilliant all the time, you guys are way better pass rushers than me. You know, just got to just keep moving my feet towards the quarterback and hope I get there before they do. So I estimate, I think so.
And with this group, like you said, what's I guess the confidence level, where it's, there's been some struggles defensively, but you're one of the leaders in this group. What do you think is kind of the mindset of this defense coming into this group?
Yeah, really just attacking. Just keep attacking and don't look back. You know what I mean? Take one play at a time for the younger guys. You know what I mean? Just build your confidence each and every play. You know what I mean? So just keep going forward and believe in what you can do. You know what I mean? It, like, once you believe in what you can do, it takes you so far. You know what I mean? So believe in your technique and what your coach is doing, you should get to where you want to go.
You obviously have a leadership role, being one of several captains on this team. How would you describe, are you one of the guys who's like AC, who's in the middle of the huddle pumping people up, or do you do it quietly? How would you describe how you go about that?
Yeah, you know, when I need to talk, I'll talk. When I need to scream, I'll scream. But for the most part, you know, I'm in the back. If you see me, like, in most of, like, the huddles and the breakdowns and stuff like that, I'm in the back, you know what I mean, dapping everybody up, getting my touches in, and like Steve Nash, how you used to do. You know what I mean? Telling everybody, let's go. You already know what time it is. Today is, you know what I mean, the rinse due. You know what I mean? Every week you got to get your weekly deposits in. So just really in the back, trying to just motivate my team. But when I need to, you know, give a speech or something like that, I'm willing to do it. You know what I mean?
Do you feel like the classic two-way player? And I asked Grubb when he's going to start throwing to you.
I don't know. Like I said, I mean, hopefully when he do throw me the ball, I'll catch it. You know what I mean? You never know, because I got a DB on me now, and I got a lot of contact in college. It's not like high school. So got to go up there and grab the ball firm and come down with it. You know what I mean? I know I had an interception last year where I got it with the receiver hit it on my hand because I wasn't expecting.
Was it a big shock when this whole thing was proposed to you to play offense?
Yeah. I was like, yeah. Like I told him, I was like, whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. You know what I mean? I'm there. I'm here. You know what I mean? I play offense, defense, special teams, whatever you need me to do. I mean,
Asa Turner.
Like a leader with all of the attention given you by the coaches. I mean, where they keep talking about you even when you were out, that we got to have him back. He's close. You must feel.
So I'm not. My mom's the one on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter listening to all these interviews or nothing like that. But so if they are saying that, that's great. But no, it's definitely great to be back out there. I definitely hope I have a positive impact on the team and on the defense.
Last thing for me, will it be weird going up against Jackson Sermon?
Shoot, probably for the offense. Got to say, probably for the offense going against them. I really won't have, unless special teams or something like that,
yeah,
have
an opportunity to go against them.
But yeah, no, it'll be cool.
Tackling purple.
Oh, yeah. It'll be cool to link with them for sure.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Injuries this year, how frustrating has that been?
Pretty frustrating. I mean, it's my senior season, just trying to go out there and seize every opportunity I get. But the most important thing was just that, for me, I just missed one of the bigger games, Michigan State. We're obviously 3-4 weeks past that now, but that's something I've been studying for and prepping for since last season ended. So to not play that game was pretty sad for me. But now that I'm back, I'm definitely feeling super excited and just ready to go.
I don't know if you've talked about it, but I know I haven't. But, you know, the play where you got ejected at Arizona State,
right,
was the first thing that went through your mind, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I didn't really know what to do. They're like, you got to go in the locker room, you got to – But then I thought the new rule stay out here. But then first I was just thinking, like, do I even got it? Like, this, is this even targeting and stuff like that? But, yeah, we leave that up to the refs, obviously. But, yeah, we got our own opinions about the play for sure. But, yeah.
What'd you do wrong? I mean, technically. I mean, what are you supposed to do on that?
I think, shoot, I mean, we were told.
Are you supposed to not tackle?
Well, the quarterback's a slider. And I knew that. Or he's not a slider. He's not a slider going into the weekend. I knew he wasn't going to slide, and then all of a sudden he slid. So it was kind of a tough position for me. But, yeah, I just guess I just got to hold back a little bit more for sure.
You got escorted to the locker room. Yeah. You ever been escorted anywhere?
First time. First time getting taken to the locker room, first time targeting, first time all of that. It was crazy.
All right. Going back to Cal, what's that going to be like?
That's my first time actually playing at Cal, and pretty much my first time playing against Cal, because freshman year I was still young, didn't really play. Last year, you know, I didn't play early in the season. Just for those things and stuff like that. And then COVID season, we didn't really play them. So I'm excited to play against them for sure, especially going back there to play. My mom will be there, a couple family members there, so it'll be exciting.
How many? You're having to lobby for tickets?
Right. Not this game, but my mom's flying over there. My sister actually went to Berkeley, went to regular school there, law school there, so she'll be there too with her friends. So it'll be cool to go back there.
All right.
What's her name?
Carson. Turner, yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.